it was magical being there, really. Everyone's there, we're a massive team, just this sense of community the whole time, and it was just such an unbelievable experience. I'm Natalia Coyle and I represent Ireland in modern pentathlon. Gavin Noble said he would encourage anyone to try and give up everything to qualify, and I'd be completely with that. You know, it was the best experience of my life, and I'd definitely give up everything again to go in Rio, and that's what I hope to do as well.
In lane four, representing Ireland, Natalia Coyle.
Natalia's hyperactive, and you know, she's involved in very different disciplines within her sport, but over the last year or so, she just keeps getting better and better. I mean, Lindsay Whedon, her performance director, has sent regular communications with us after each event, and nearly every single time I think I've said, fantastic, congratulations, unbelievable, because it just gets better and better. And once she qualified for the Games, we thought, OK, first Games, maybe she finishes around top 20. That'll be fine for your first Games.
The main ambition was to qualify, to get some experience and then go on to Rio with bigger hopes and dreams. No, I knew I was fit. I was knocking out PBs in training, and I never really expected that I'd do as well as I did. I've gone into the day, of course, wanting to do as well as I could and remaining competitive the whole day. A top 20 finish would have been, I would have been really happy with that, but to jump into top 10, just when I crossed the line after I hit the ground from tiredness, it was unbelievable. I never would have thought, even 2 years ago, someone said you qualify for the Olympics, let alone finish top 10.
To produce the performance she did, finishing ninth on the last day, I think it was a reflection of the positive mood that she got and the positive vibe she got with all the success in the second week. I think it pushed her 10 or 11 points up the ranking because she was in that very positive environment that we created in the village, and obviously the athletes who were doing well, particularly in boxing.
You know, when you're at the Olympics, there's this kind of bond between us all now. You know, it's something that I suppose you'll carry with you forever. You'll never forget it. I'm really lucky. I made some really good friends in the team, like Chloe McGee. We had a massive screen up, and every night everyone would be staying up watching the boxing. We were watching rowing, canoeing, whatever's on. Any Irish athlete, we'd all watch.
Natalia's a great athlete. It's a multi-discipline sport, and she obviously has a real talent for it, and we wish her well over the next 4 years. We'll stay with her. She was also one of our scholarship athletes. Lisa Kearney and Natalia were two of the five of our scholarship athletes.
I don't normally have that much contact with the other people at home, and I'm sure it's like that for a lot of the other Irish remote athletes. So I just really, really enjoyed being part of such a big team. And yeah, it was pretty amazing. My name's Lisa Kearney and I represented Ireland at judo in the 2012 Olympics. I have to say, I was so calm throughout the whole thing until I first got to the stadium. And then I was so nervous. Well, it was nervous excitement. At that stage, I kind of was like, wow, this is the Olympics. But as soon as I started doing my warm-up, I just felt so calm. I was just so ready. I just remember hearing the crowd cheering, and especially during my fight, I could hear it pretty much the whole crowd chanting my name. It was just an unbelievable experience. Like, it's a 10,000-seater stadium in judo. I was getting so much support, not only from the Irish people there, but the British as well. Like, everyone was cheering for me. And that is something that will stick out in my mind. That was really special.
She's had a really tough couple of years in terms of qualification. The fact that she qualified was superb, and she won medals at World Cup events during that qualification process. It's a hard sport. You need a lot of knocks. There were particular times when she was out through injuries, but she got herself in really good shape. And in her bout, she took it to what people would know as extra time. And it could have gone either way. And I think if she'd had a little bit more experience, Olympic experience maybe, or World Championship experience, she could easily have won that.
I'm happy with how I fought. I think I fought well. But of course, I was disappointed. No one wants to lose, and judo's pretty brutal. Like, you lose your first fight and you're out, that's it. But I think because I performed well and there were so many positives to take out of the experience, that I wasn't completely devastated. I wasn't in my bed the next day not moving. It wasn't like that, but I was disappointed. But I pretty quickly was able to say, right, well, that's that, and you know, I'm just going to enjoy the rest of the experience now.
She was an outstanding athlete, but not just that. You know, afterwards, she was great character. within the team. She supported every single athlete. She went back obviously to watch the finish of her own sport, but from then on in, she was a real ambassador for her sport, and she connected with everybody around the village. She just couldn't get enough of watching Olympic sport.
I think that this will be such a positive experience, going to massively benefit me in my future career. I'm only 23, so I'm young enough to go for probably another 2 Olympics, really. So hopefully, if I just keep my head down, keep working away, eventually I'll get there.
People were asking me in advance, oh, you're an Olympian, and things like that. And I was saying, well, I'm not an Olympian yet. I'm not an Olympian until I do the race. And obviously, to me, doing the race was finishing the race. And I wasn't going to be happy until I had crossed the line. And I think if I hadn't have finished at the time, then I wouldn't have felt like an Olympian. My name's Aileen Morrison, and I represented Ireland in triathlon. I mean, it was crazy the morning of the race, being there obviously a little bit early for my warm-up. People were shouting, go Aileen. And this was at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I thought, Jesus, that's crazy. You know, these people are here to see me, and they're up out of the beds this hour in the morning. This is like, what are you doing? I knew some people in the crowd, and I knew where they were standing. And then come the race, when you've seen an Irish flag or people shouting, go on Morrison, come on Ireland, go Aileen. It was really crazy to think that they knew me, or they were there to support me. And obviously they would have, had I been there, you know, a couple of hours early to get to the front. So, I mean, I really appreciated the amount of support that was there.
Aileen leading into the Games was in great shape. She had obviously won medals at World Cup events, and the most recent leading into the Games was in Madrid, where she finished second. As her coach said to me, Chris Jones, if she had really believed, she could have actually won that World Cup event. She had, you know, fell off the bike. It was a difficult conditions that day, and if you fall and you lose your spot, then it's very, very difficult to get back. And that was her Olympics.
Coming around Buckingham Palace, just on that first lap, I was putting in my best effort, not taking any slow decisions or carefulness, and I came down on the slippy bit of road and got back up again, as you do, and tried to continue the race in the best fashion that I could. But obviously the group that I ended up in were getting slower and slower and didn't end up anywhere at all. You just have to get on with it, don't you? So you just want to keep going, and as I say, you want to finish the race, and you know all the people that are waving Irish flags at you, and they're all there for you because there was only one Irish girl in the race.
So it was disappointing for her, but over the last couple of years within her sport, she's done a lot of really good stuff. Hopefully it can be a motivation for her as well to stay in there, and she's young enough to go on to Rio.
I think if anybody told you that they were delighted with themselves after the Games, or that they were feeling amazing, they were probably lying. I might be a good example of someone to say that I felt awful after the Games. I really didn't know what to do with myself. When I woke up in the village, sat on the end of my bed, and then I said to myself, I'm actually sitting on the end of my bed asking myself what I'm going to do now. I suppose I did pick myself up off the ground, and I had no training to do. I felt like I had no purpose. But that's the way you are when you're an athlete. This is what we live for. This is our job. You get up in the morning, you do your swim, you do your cycle, you do your run, you eat and sleep and you rest.
Take your mark.
It was quite strange, you know, the following few days after being home from London, because you didn't have to wear your ASICS gear, or you didn't have to wear your accreditation around your neck, and it wasn't always getting in the way. I'm Sarika McMahon. It was kind of strange wandering the house and just saying to yourself, oh, the Olympics is over, you know, that's it. For 4 years, there's no more. There'd been such a build-up for years and years. It was really, really weird for me, and I think other athletes were saying the same when they came home. What are we doing, you know, next? You were off from training, so it was kind of empty and you didn't have much to do for a while, but now I'm back training, so I'm very excited about the coming season because I also have World Championships and Europeans.
Sarika McMahon's a real gem. You know, she's obviously an outstanding talent, qualified for the Games, 17 years of age, and we needed a chaperone in some ways when she was there because she was under 18. She was very disappointed, as was her coach, in her first swim. We brought her back down to earth again, I suppose, and just sat her down and tried to get her mind off swimming. got some of the boxing squad and myself, one or two others went out and we had some hurling sticks in the office. And went out, we played and just had a bit of a joke and a laugh, get her mind off it. We had a number of conversations quietly with her to say, come on, you're going to be remembered for what you do in the next race.
I wasn't too pleased because, you know, I had a goal and I just fell short of that goal. But anyway, I had another swim left, you know, after that was finished, the 200 metres IM. I had one more chance to leave London with something slightly more positive than the 100 metres breaststroke. And I just went out there and tried my best and I got a PB. Still could have been a better swim, I feel, but we just learned from the positives and the negatives from both races and, you know, just try and do your best and do it better next time.
So, rising star, she continues to develop. Wherever she chooses to go in the next 4 years, whether it's the States or whether she chooses a university here and coaching and support staff here, it's just certainly one to look out for. And we hope she will progress to the levels that we expect her to make finals in Rio.
And I want to be the best, like a lot of people in this world do. So I have to look at ways to try and get there. And it's a long, hard road to be number one and obviously not get knocked down either. Rio is definitely a big goal, as is London. But obviously next time I hope to do a lot, lot better and get a lot higher ranked. But we'll just have to see. I'll just take one day at a time right now.
My first Olympics in Sydney was fantastic to be there and I was wide-eyed at everything and a wonderful experience. Athens, not so much, I suppose. It was the one that I struggled most at. So you're always going to have mixed memories when that happens. Beijing was fabulous. Certainly London was great. I'm Olive Lucknan and I represented Ireland at the 20k walk. I've never experienced something so noisy, and I have competed in stadiums where there's been 100,000 people, but it seemed like whatever number of thousand people were there that day were making more noise, I suppose because they were so close to the action. It was great because it was a difficult race because I really was not where I had expected to be.
I think leading into the games, we knew that track and field was going to find it difficult. Olive Lucknan finished 13th in race walking. She did the best she could do in those conditions. And again, a real stalwart and an icon and role model for track and field in this country.
Despite the fact that I was disappointed with the position and I would have hoped for better, it was the season's best by about 2 minutes. So, like, I did get the best out of myself, but I just wanted so much more.
And we fell for it, but, you know, that was the best Olive could deliver. And I think she walked away thinking, well, that was the best I can do and I couldn't have done any more.
My daughter is 6 now and it's been part of her life. Her highlight of the day was getting 2 ice creams, which was a very unusual treat. The fact that Mammy was competing in the Olympics really wasn't that important to her. I find that wonderful because it helps to put everything in context. To her, I'm just Mammy and I just did my best. People say to me, oh, you know, the fact that it was your last 20k at an Olympics, did that have any impact? And you know it didn't, because I take every race on its own and my job was to do my best for that 90 minutes. It was the biggest stage in the world and I was focused on performing on that day. Yeah, I'll miss the Olympics.
Well done.
I've always said this would be my last Olympics, seeing that, you know, I don't want to get divorced. I think I would be if I announced I was going for another 4 years. But no, I think it's run its course. I did everything I could to perform at this Olympics, so I'm not going to go for another 4 years. I'm not ruling out World Championships. I have one more race this year, then I'm going to take a long break and I'm going to decide then.
It was definitely the games where the social media was at the forefront for the first time ever. Just for the information that you were able to access was fascinating, you know. I mean, one day I had Katie Taylor at her semi-final and I was in there watching with my dad and my daughter. And while I was there, I was checking up on how Cian O'Connor was doing across town in Greenwich and I saw that he was doing very well and that I would have to get up and go as soon as the fight was over. Well, it's just amazing that you could get the information so quickly. But then to be able to communicate on Twitter and to share it with all the fans out there who were following you, again, it was another kind of positive energy thing. And I mean, I only ever saw positive feedback on Twitter. you know, when it stays positive and it creates a good energy amongst everybody, then I think it can only be a good thing. You know, a lot of the athletes, they knew when to use it and when not to. We didn't set any strict rules about it, but we were, I suppose, a little bit cautious about it. Everybody was very responsible about what they were writing on out there, and it definitely provided a great means of communication throughout the team.
So there was a much more of a family atmosphere. It's still there, if you see on social media, which we're all slightly wary about before going into the games, you know, how it might be used. But actually, that was a real positive. And I think through social media connections after the games, people have really stayed very much focused together and connected.
I didn't really feel the atmosphere properly until the day of the race when I was competing in the marathon. And then it was unbelievable. It was something I've never experienced before. I'm Linda Byrne and I represented Ireland in the marathon. I went into the races hoping that I'd achieve a PB, and I thought I would, because I thought it was quite a fast course, but then with the conditions on the day and being quite twisty and took away from getting personal best, there wasn't many actually in the race that achieved it. So I was only about under a minute outside my own personal best, so I was happy enough with that. And I was first Irish home, so that was another goal. It's definitely a sense of relief that I got finishing, because it was quite tough and I wanted to make sure that I could finish the marathon at the Olympics. And it was just crossing the finish line knowing that I'd ran the Olympic marathon. It's hard to let it sink in. I think it's only kind of sinking in at the moment, and I still can't really believe when I'm looking back at pictures of it. Kind of like a dream come true, really. After my event, we were allowed into all the athletics events. The highlight probably would have been Usain Bolt. He was brilliant. Got to see his 200 metres. Also, Jessica Ennis. She's incredible, and really look up to her as well.
I went into the arena, I think the first night that I had my first game, I was pretty shaken because it was Wembley. You know, it was huge and there was loads of people there and all my family were there. And when we walked in, there were so many Irish flags and the British were playing at the exact same time as I was, and the support for me was just phenomenal.
Time's over. One all.
I'm Chloe McGee. I represented Ireland in badminton. You walk in and you see everybody just cheering for you. Oh, good luck, Chloe. Come on, Chloe. And to have that, it really is such a nice feeling. Definitely, it was like a home Olympics for me. I don't think I ever will get that feeling again of walking in and those people just erupting for me. The best moment for me was when I won my first game and I turned around and my family were just going absolutely mental. That was brilliant. It just really, really hit me hard. It was just such a good feeling inside. I'm still pretty disappointed because I felt I had a chance to win, and you know, afterwards I was gutted for a long time. It took me a few days to get around from it, and there's a lot of positives that I'll definitely take, and when I watched it back I was very pleased with the way I performed. You know, everybody wants to win and I was pretty disappointed. When you train so well and you feel everything has went so well that you just feel that it should happen, and sometimes it just doesn't, and that's just high performance sport. You know, I'm quite happy to be back. I think I'm ready to go again. I want to get back in there. I felt that my form was good in the Olympics and I don't want to lose it. I want to keep going and pushing forward. And Rio for me is, you know, I'll definitely try and get there. I know I can do it if I keep injury free and everything goes well. And I think just because London was so good that I definitely want to be in Rio now. And there's very few times that all sports come together, and I think it's only every 4 years that happens. And yeah, I definitely want to be part of that team, and it's only driven me on more to want to be there.
I think what would be really great is if we look at women's sports and we look at people like Natalia, Chloe, Lisa, people in kind of minority sports, if you saw the numbers grow in that and you saw young kids coming through the junior ranks and pushing to look like future Olympians, then I think that would be a success. If you see more people taking up not your normal sports, you know, like swimming and track and field, not the obvious sports, because they've seen girls on TV and they've seen that there's lots of options out there, because there is so much choice out there now and the support structure and system is there for athletes in Ireland to pursue it. I think if we can have increase in numbers like that, and then also if the young girls particularly who competed this year come back 4 years' time, and if they improve and go on to win medals or improve up the ranks, push up further than they finished this time, then I think that's definitely a success, and it means that they've built on the confidence and belief and everything that they got in London and taken it the next step over the next 4 years and come out with a greater reward in Rio.
I really hope that me going to the Olympics has inspired people to take up judo, or people who are in judo to set their sights high if the Olympics or the World Championships or whatever it is what they want to do. I'd like them to look at me and go, well, if Lisa can do it, so can I. I think that certainly me going to the Olympics and judo getting a bit more coverage, and it'll help boost the profile and help get more people participating and help progress judo even more.
Mesdames et messieurs, l'extinction de la flamme olympique.
Ladies and gentlemen, the extinguishing of the Olympic flame.
I think a lot of people forget the Olympics comes around every 4 years, but you do a lot of competitions in between that. I have world champs next year in Europeans, and I want a medal in World Cups, and you know, I want to keep climbing through the sport. It's difficult when media and everyone wants you so much the year before an event, and they kind of all forget about you in the year after, and then it's just a build up all over again. We're all still around. It's kind of a little bit difficult in that way, but hopefully, I think just with the way social media and everything's coming along now, I think it's a lot different now. So hopefully we won't all disappear off the map and come back again in 3 years.
It has burned so brightly here. London 2012, but now it's gone. Huge applause all around the arena.
The Olympics is just so fresh for me, you know, I'm just back, so definitely a lot of my thoughts at the minute are towards Rio.
People don't really realise how much of your life you give up to get to the Olympics. I'm going back to college, and then I'm going to keep on training throughout college, and I'll probably try and get my first 2 years done and then go back and sail full-time for Rio for 2016. More than ever, I want to get there now and try and perform and hopefully win a medal, not miss out how I did in London. But sailing is a hard sport, so you don't really know what's going to happen until the actual week.
It's one of those jobs that you want to do it properly, and like an athlete, you're still competitive in what you do. I want to do it better if I do it again. Everybody wants to improve, and I think that's the whole thing about being part of an Olympic team, is so many of the support staff are athletes as well, or they were athletes, so they know what it's like to compete. They know that they have to raise their level as well, so it's not all about the athletes improving, it's also about the staff and the coaches and managers and everybody going out there and doing the best that they can.
Winning Women After the Games is an Athena Media production for News Talk, made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.